This is an ABC podcast.
Mention the term startup and your mind probably goes to Silicon Valley and high-tech computer science. But startups exist in regional Australia as well. And what's more, they're crucial to our future. I'm Tegan Taylor and this is Occam's Razor, a soapbox for science. This week, we're hearing from Elena Kellereva on startups in Gippsland in regional Victoria and how getting away from preconceptions is one of the first steps to startup success.
Okay, I'll start by just talking about what is a startup. A lot of people have the misconception that a startup is any business starting out, but that's not actually the case. A startup is a very specific type of business. A startup is a business that aims to grow and scale to a national or international level. So while a startup may be small right now, they're aiming to scale and grow big. What that means is a startup needs to have an element of innovation, because you need innovation to be able to compete in a global market. And a startup needs to be technology enabled, because you need technology if you're selling to a global audience. Startups being inherently innovative means they're often used to commercialize inventions. So a few examples of startups that we've worked with in Startup Gippsland. Laura Eddington, one of our startup founders, used her biochemistry background to create an innovative food wrap that keeps food fresh for longer and thus helps to prevent food waste as well as reducing plastic usage in the kitchen. Another example, Tegan McKay, one of our other founders, came up with the idea of a virtual psychology hub providing psychology services to people living in remote areas a year before COVID made virtual psychology mainstream. Travis and Anthony, another two of our founders, invented the idea for a artificial campfire that's just as much fun as the real thing when they found out that about 70% of bushfires were actually started not by lightning strikes or by arson, but by ordinary people like you and me just having an accident involving fire. Startups are the engine room of both economic growth and job creation. Because startups aim to scale and grow to a national or international level, that means startups end up creating jobs and growing their revenue quite quickly along the way. So what that means is startups end up being responsible for the majority of job creation in today's economy. Some research by the Department of Industry showed that over an 11-year period, nearly all net new job creation in Australia came from very small businesses growing into larger businesses. So startups that aim to grow and scale, if we want jobs, we need startups in our economy. Why I ended up working on regional startups in particular? I've worked in startups and technology my entire career, so I've seen firsthand the value that startups create for creating jobs. I've also had a connection with regional areas my entire life. So I grew up in Tasmania myself, and my husband Rob is from right here in Gippsland. Gippsland, as we've heard, has really had a strong coal industry for a long time, but in recent years, as we all know, the coal industry has been in decline, and so the number of jobs in that space has been starting to drop. So whenever Rob and I read about some other regional area anywhere in the world that had historically been very dependent on coal for its jobs, creating a local startup community and a local tech community and starting to grow jobs in a growing industry, we'd kind of look at each other and go, Gippsland really needs something like this. And we'd be perfect to create something like this with my background in technology and startups and innovation and Rob's connections in the Gippsland business community. But at the time, this was when I was working at Google. I was flying to Sydney every week for work. Rob was commuting to Gippsland every week for his job. So we were living in Melbourne CBD. He had a 3-hour commute every day on the train. We had absolutely no time between us. Now, just about the time when I started considering leaving Google, that was when the Hazelwood Power Station shutdown was announced. So 1,000 people found out they'd be losing their jobs in 6 months in a town of only 15,000. That was absolutely devastating for the local community, not just for the people who worked at the power station, but also for their families, for all of the other businesses, for all the employees in those businesses that depended on the power station for their livelihoods. So for the entire community, it was a bit of a wake-up call that industry transition and supporting the people impacted by industry transition needed to happen. And for myself personally, that was the thing that made me decide, maybe after leaving Google, instead of finding yet another corporate job, I decided I would actually give this a go and see if there was a possible business opportunity in this idea of supporting startup and tech communities in regional areas. So for about a year, I was this crazy person who went around talking to all the government people in Victoria and Gippsland about why they needed to be supporting startups in Gippsland. The kind of feedback I got was pretty varied. So my friends at Google and within the Melbourne startup community, often the response was, you're looking to start a tech company and support startups where exactly? Well, good luck with that. The response from government, people who understood what startups were and why they mattered in terms of economic growth, were pretty supportive. But a lot of people's responses were, why do we need a program to support startups? There's plenty of small business programs out there already. And when I explained what the difference was between a startup and a small business and why startups needed different types of support, then often the response was, do we even have any startups in Gippsland? If we run a program for startups, will anyone even apply? But in the end, we ended up getting four councils together to create a pilot program supporting startups across Gippsland. And it turned out there was a huge amount of demand for this program. So in our first year, we got 113 applications for 40 places. We ended up taking 46 applicants just because there were so many high-quality applicants. And we ended up with a 90% attendance rate in our classes, which is absolutely unheard of in Melbourne startup programs. So people really valued the chance to be part of a program like that because they could see there wasn't any other similar support available for people looking to build these kind of scalable international businesses. A bit about the types of startups we had locally. So whenever I tell people in Melbourne that I'm working with regional startups, they always ask, oh, do you work in ag tech? So we all know that there's businesses in all industries out here in regional areas. Agriculture obviously is a big industry in Gippsland, and so we do probably have a higher percentage of agriculture startups in Startup Gippsland compared to city programs. But we also have a really large percentage of startups in the health and wellness space, quite a few in education, also a lot in manufacturing physical products. And finally, there's a really high number of startups in the social impact space. So regional startups cut across every industry and come in all shapes and sizes. So a bit more about why it really matters to have programs like Startup Gippsland supporting startups in regional areas. Basically, in order to create a successful business, it's really crucial to have a supportive local community around you. Starting a business is lonely and hard. Small business owners have double the rate of depression and anxiety compared to the general population. And that's probably even more difficult for startup founders. If you're looking to build a scalable, innovative, international business and you live in a small country town, you may not have anyone around you in your local community with similar ambitions. We've heard time and time again from founders in Startup Gippsland comments like, going through this program was the first time I had a community of people around me who really got what I do. My friends and family just think I'm crazy. So you can't be what you can't see. To support the next generation of entrepreneurs, as well as to support the ones who are starting out right now, we need to make sure we have programs like Startup Gippsland in regional areas to showcase regional founders, connect regional founders together to create that supportive community, so that future entrepreneurs with big ideas can see that actually it is possible to build a global company even if you're based in a small country town. And there's never been a better time to start a startup, an innovative global business, in a regional area. So COVID last year showed us that it is possible to run a business remotely. If you're selling your product globally and you're holding all of your meetings on Zoom, does it matter whether you live in Melbourne or Sydney or in a town of 5,000 people? So I'd like to just leave you with a question. What if in 10 years' time, instead of startups being just clustered around major cities, we had a distributed network of successful startups in regional areas all across Australia? Maybe if you're considering starting a startup, consider basing it in a regional area. Now, if that sounds impossible to you, think about this. Silicon Valley is where it is because back when the early computer businesses were starting up, the area where Silicon Valley is right now actually was way on the outskirts of San Francisco. It was the place where land was cheap and where these early stage startups could actually afford to base themselves. So maybe the next great Australian invention might actually come not from Melbourne or Sydney, but from a startup based in a country town. Thank you.
Maybe your favourite regional town is the next Silicon Valley. That was Dr. Elena Kellereva, founder of GippsTech and mentor at the Melbourne Accelerator Program. I'm Tegan Taylor, your Occam's Razor host, and I'll be back next week to start up your creativity and curiosity with another Australian scientist.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.